Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus. McLean County now has 8 people with confirmed positive tests for COVID-19. The latest case is a woman in her 60s. She has pre-existing health conditions and is hospitalized in good condition. The County Health Department's Melissa Graven says the county is still in the early stages, where the number of cases will likely increase sharply.
I'm hoping we can see that kind of slow down or taper off through the interventions we're encouraging our community to take in terms of social distancing and staying home, so that we can keep this at a pace that our systems can handle.
County health officials say the rate of positive COVID-19 tests is about what they expected so far, but testing still lags. There were 36 pending COVID-19 test results yesterday, with over 90 tests performed. Melissa Graven says testing supplies, including swabs, are dwindling.
It is a concern that we may not have enough testing supplies. We don't now to be able to test the number of people who are displaying symptoms of COVID-like illness.
The health department is calling on non-essential medical providers and businesses, including nail salons and tattoo parlors, to donate their personal protective equipment, or PPE, to hospitals during the response. The Illinois Department of Public Health yesterday announced 236 new cases. There have now been 1,285 cases statewide in 31 counties, including 12 deaths. One of those deaths happened in McLean County.